This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Everything that's unfolding in front of our eyes right now is about the old institutions of power trying to hold on to power. This is true in medicine, in agriculture. Like in medicine, they're trying to make sure that cannabis isn't legalized because they know that medical cannabis would make dozens of prescription drugs obsolete. So they're desperately trying to hold on and criminalize cannabis and make sure people don't learn the truth about how dangerous prescription drugs are. You know, all these things. They want to keep selling the opioids because that's making billions of dollars for these rich fat cat drug companies. In politics, it's the same thing. And this isn't about Republicans versus Democrats. This is about the old guard system, the establishment, which is both parties. They're all the same, really, when you come down to it. They all believe in making themselves more powerful. They all believe in growing the size of government so they can rule over you. Republicans don't believe in small government, not the establishment guys. They're all about big government and ruling over you and just shoring up their power. And yet their power is now threatened. People are sick and tired of the two-party system, frankly. They're sick and tired of being lied to. They're sick and tired of the corruption of electing people to Washington who don't do anything to represent the people who elected them. And so what you are witnessing in most cases with politics and political news is the old guard trying to hold on to their power. Now, the same thing's true with internet technology. You've got the old guard now, which is Google and Facebook, even really is an old social media network on the scale of things. You've got these organizations that are desperately trying to hold on to their power and make sure that people don't have alternatives. You know, Google has been censoring independent media for quite a long time, especially on YouTube, and demonetizing independent media so that those sources can't even stay in business. So it's become a predatory economic warfare type of situation because Google wants to hold on to its monopoly position, even though that position is rapidly becoming more and more obsolete as people seek out news and information and video sources elsewhere. Same thing with Facebook. Facebook has turned to now casino-style addiction behavioral tactics to addict everybody using their reward centers in their brain to kind of give them like a casino-style reward. This is all engineered based on your neurology, by the way, but Facebook has been engineering this into their system to addict you so that you don't look elsewhere for information. Facebook wants to be your portal to the world, which they control with their fake news by censoring independent media, censoring the truth, pushing their left-wing political candidates, and all the rest. So, this is just part of it. Every institution is desperately trying to hold on to power now, even the vaccine industry. It's being exposed as being deadly to some children, harmful, causing injury, containing mercury, a toxic heavy metal that causes brain damage. And the vaccine industry is now desperately trying to hold on by attacking those scientists who dare point out the ingredients in vaccines and how those ingredients are in many cases quite toxic to the human brain, especially in young children or developing unborn children, i.e. when you give vaccines to pregnant women, flu shots containing mercury, what happens? You cause brain damage in the unborn child. And they don't want to admit that, so they attack everybody, again, to shore up their monopoly. Same thing happening with the big banks versus cryptocurrencies. And the big banks are trying to remain relevant, and of course, they dominate the world right now. They run the world. But they see cryptocurrencies coming up and potentially threatening their hegemony, and they want cryptocurrencies to fail. And so right now, the word is they're buying up Bitcoin like crazy and helping to cause Bitcoin to skyrocket so they can do a coordinated crash by selling off all their Bitcoin on any given day that they decide. They can destroy Bitcoin and ruin its credibility and thereby ruin the credibility of cryptocurrency as well. That's coming. Meanwhile, JP Morgan and other globalist banks are working on their own kind of cryptocurrency system that they will roll out probably immediately after crashing Bitcoin. So they're not anti-cryptocurrency. They just want a crypto that they control. They're all about having a crypto that's a front end to their surveillance of your financial transactions, a front end to the NSA, a front end to the IRS, and so on. They want to be able to control your online wallet, because the one thing they can't stand is any system involving money that takes them out of the loop. And that's what Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies represent. Of course, I've warned about Bitcoin being a bubble, but I'm very much pro-cryptocurrency across the board in terms of what it represents for, you know, peer-to-peer financial transactions outside the system controlled by the big banks and so on. So these are just some of the many examples. I mean, science is even in this realm as well. Science, you know, the old guard status quo of science is under siege as well. That system is trying to make sure that nobody challenges their doctrine, because science, as it is pushed today, is rooted in really a kind of a cult of scientism that denies evidence that doesn't fit their narratives. So they don't want any real competition on, you know, against their system of science. For example, they don't want people to study consciousness, mind-body medicine, or the power of the placebo effect. Just to mention a few short things, they also don't want people discovering that the universe isn't simply material. It's not just matter in the universe. There's more than just matter in the universe. And some of those other things may involve consciousness, for example, but you know, that's an area you're not allowed to explore. You're not even allowed to say that, hey, carbon dioxide is good for the planet, good for trees, good for rainforests, good for flowers, good for growing food. Carbon dioxide is the food for plants. But if you dare say that now, even though it's a basic biological fact, you are slammed as being anti-science, even though you're citing good science. Or if you say that a biological man is different from a biological woman, you are now attacked and insulted by the radical left-wing LGBT community, which pretends that biology doesn't exist and that a person can magically choose to be a man or a woman at a moment's notice, sometimes wave a magic wand over their genitals and just transform into a man or a woman or something in between, or a lizard cat, who knows, whatever they want. It's all nonsense. You talk about total quackery, just start citing left-wing science. It's out of control quackery, delusion, and just outright lies and deception, by the way. Anyway, my point is, most of what you're seeing play out right now in the news, in events, in politics, is the old system trying to defend itself against revolution and transformation, new paradigms, new innovation, a whole new shift in consciousness, mass awakening. You know, the mass awakening will make so much of the old system obsolete. And so they don't want people to be awake. They want people to be asleep. They want you to be sheeple, zombies that they can control. They can spoon feed their false ideas and turn you into a cultist of their system, where you are denied the right to speak freely or even think freely, because they want to control everything that you think, everything that you say, everything that you read, hear, touch, taste, smell, everything that you can access online, filtered through Google, filtered through Facebook, filtered through Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, Rag, Amazon.com, dominant takeover of the pharmaceutical industry to poison your brain with toxic chemicals that make sure you stay asleep. Shh, don't wake up. Or you might discover that everything you've been told is a lie. Stay informed at naturalnews.com, or read one of my other websites, truth.news. That's truth.news, just like it sounds. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. at naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.